Okay, so this is something that I don't do very often because it feels so much more vulnerable than doing anything erotic. But one of the things I've wanted to do for a very long time and haven't seemed to be able to make work is to have more friends in GWA. maybe that sounds silly, but I don't know what it is. I don't know. Well, anyway. So, this is not something I do very often, being a questionnaire. It feels terribly vulnerable, so much more so than doing anything erotic. And I think those of you who record probably know what I mean. But in the interest of pushing some boundaries and personal growth and hope maybe making some new friends, I thought I would try one. And as a big reader, I have to admit that I saw Dante's Creates and I thought of the Inferno. So I opened that one and I thought it was interesting. So here we go. This is Dante Creates 50 Random Questions. 1, does anyone in this community know your real name and identity? Yes. Do you have a crush on a member of this community? Fuck yes. Who would you have sex with if you were given total consent? I'm assuming that's a sort of celebrity question, not a reality question. That's tough. Jamie Dornan. More so for the accent than for the body. Have you given or received anal? Yes. Would you rather give or receive oral? Why is that a choice? Both. What is my favorite tag? Dirty talk. Definitely dirty talk. There isn't enough dirty talk from the men on GWA. Those of you who do it, we love you, but oh my gosh. Is there a tag you'd really want to try, writing or recording? I don't know. I've really experimented quite a bit and tried things I never thought I would ever do. Like I've done a couple of monster audios and I did one recently without realizing that there was now a ban on vor, and I posted one where the monster creature devours her mate. And those were really out of my wheelhouse, but fun, a lot of fun. Are you a member of the Mile High Club? Sadly, no. Have you ever fucked in that car? yeah, many, many times. Do you gravitate to rougher audios or more vanilla content? It really depends on my mood. I mean, we're very complex creatures, right? I can't imagine any one of us has one thing they gravitate toward. Sometimes I am incredibly romantic and vanilla, and other times not. Does anyone in your real life know that you write and record here? Yes, but one is a deeply trusted friend that I have no fear of, you know, them in any way compromising my career or anything. And the other doesn't know my username. What is my favorite ice cream flavor? Oh, again, why does there have to be one? Ben and Jerry's chocolate fudge brownie. Do you pronounce aunt as aunt or aunt? Oh, aunt or aunt. Definitely aunt. Name your favorite video game, if any. Galaga? I'll date myself. Can you juggle 3 balls for 1 minute? No, but I recently did learn how to juggle, as in during the last year. And I've been working on it, and I'm up to 13 exchanges, but that doesn't yet amount to a minute. What is my single best talent? If you can't think of one, just one, pick a favorite. Wow, that's an uncomfortable question. Conversation? Is that a talent? I've been told I'm easy to talk to and that I mean, I'm interested in a lot of different things. So I tend to, at least for a time, take an interest in almost anything. What direction are you facing right now? North, south, east, or west? North. If you threw a brick to your left, what would be damaged? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 halfway decent bottles of wine. It's a wine rack. where are we? What is your alcoholic drink of choice? Vodka. What alcoholic drink would you never drink again? I never say never. I had several misadventures with tequila in my younger days. So that's never been something that I see on a shelf in a bar and go, ooh, give me some tequila. And I can't remember the last time I had it. Do you drink alcohol straight? For example, whiskey, vodka, con? Not really. Have you ever had drunken sex? Absolutely. If so, how did it go? I can't remember. No. Well, it's different kind of sex, right? For me anyway. I mean, drunken sex is like, I don't know, watching, you know, B horror movies. You know, you do it not because they're so great, but because they're fun to laugh at and, you know, it's entertaining and yeah. So that. Ooh, favorite sex position, least favorite sex position. Again, with the choices, my goodness. It depends. It depends on the person. It depends on the relationship. If it's a deeply intimate, emotionally intimate relationship, missionary, you know, what is more intimate than locking eyes with someone you care about as you come together? I mean, geez. Oof. So yeah, but do like it from behind. Okay. Least favorite? I haven't encountered that yet. Are you currently a dom sub or a switch? Interesting question, of course. So when I started this journey of mine about 4 years ago, I identified as a switch very, very adamantly. So, and now, well, let's just say with the right person, I am very submissive, but that submissiveness comes only after great trust and intimacy has been established, and it is a byproduct of the everyday relationship, or whatever you want to call it, the vanilla relationship. I've tried the whole, you know, just for fun, let me dominate you kind of thing, from the subs, you know, as a sub, and it was okay. But for me, I'm one of those people that without a deeper connection, it doesn't go all the way. Do you listen to audios opposite from your own sexual preference? Sometimes, occasionally, just out of curiosity. Have you had a same-sex erotic experience IRL? If no, would you want to try one? Yes, I have. Do you believe that highly sexual people have a better understanding of human anatomy than the general public? I haven't surveyed the general public of late, so I don't know how to answer that one, but I don't know. I think that highly sexual people, if they are communicative, are much more in tune with the way, the various ways that sex can be, if that makes sense. So I think that, I think in my experience, just my personal experience, people who aren't, you know, they might have plenty of sexual experience, but they're not really in tune with their sexuality or don't see themselves as a sexual being. I found the experiences with those type of people limited. But if it's someone who is really open to sex being a shared experience, an intimate experience, that doesn't mean it's not a kinky, rough, naughty experience. But that, yes, I think it's not so much a better understanding of the human anatomy, but it's a better understanding of the brain and how an individual, I'm not going to generalize men or women, but how their partner becomes aroused. And then there's no replacement for that. There's no replacement. I think lots of people would agree that a few minutes of very thoughtful, directed foreplay can replace hours of misdirected foreplay, if that makes sense. What brought you into this community? The end of a very, very long relationship. What keeps you here? Ooh, that's a tough one. Well, I have made some very dear friends. I've had experiences here that I would never have had otherwise. GWA was the gateway into my experiences in real life, and those I wouldn't trade for the world. Not necessarily all of them wonderful, but all of them educational and mind expanding and reshaped the way I see myself. Can you whistle a tune? No, I can't. I wish I could. If a laid-back family member found your account and heard your audios or read your scripts, how would you describe why you do it? I think I'd go with creative outlet and leave it at that. It would depend on the family member. I have one family member who would totally get it, and I have another I can think of who would be mortified. Can you use chopsticks? Yes. Do you say soda, pop, coke, or another word to describe a soft drink? Soda. What was the last concert you attended pre-pandemic? Don't judge me, but I went and saw Fits in the Tantrums and One Republic, and it was phenomenal. It was such a good show. Like, if there had to be one last concert before the world went to hell, it was great. Have you ever punched another person hard in the face? No. Have you ever kicked a man in the balls? No. Do you vote in your country? Why or why not? Fuck yes. This is the United States. Our nation is on the brink of Armageddon. Everyone should vote. I don't care who you vote for. Vote. Vote. Get your neighbor to vote. Get your colleagues to vote. Get your fucking dog to vote. We have such an abysmal turnout rate for registered voters in this country, and it matters. It matters. And again, I don't care who you vote for, but you have an obligation to participate in the democratic process. So please do if you're in this country. Peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, yes or no? Sure. You know, it's not something I go to, but I eat them if I have to. Broccoli, yes or no? Yes, because it's good for you. Butter or margarine? Wow, the weird arc to these questions. Butter, vegetarian, vegan, or carnivore? Do not explain. Carnivore. Favorite cartoon as a child? I don't know. Do you think cheaters will always lean toward cheating? I think that if you find yourself as a cheater, then maybe you need to look at redefining the relationship that you're in that you are cheating on. I don't think of it as cheating. If you're in a monogamous relationship and both parties believe that that is the nature of the relationship and you go outside of it, then you're cheating. But, you know, if you're in an open relationship or a poly relationship, it's not cheating and everyone is, you know, in the know, and that's different. So I guess cheating is very, very subjective depending on the relationship. What is your favorite part of sex? Again, with the choices. I mean, it's all good. But if I had to pick, I would probably say the first 20-30 seconds of afterglow. Performers, use one word to describe how you feel doing sexy mouth sounds. You mean everyone doesn't feel sensuous and alluring? Writers, has a script ever made you immediately want to write one that's better? I've only written a couple. I'm more of a performer. Vagina eaters, what is your best technique for driving a woman crazy? Cocksuckers, what is your best technique for driving a man crazy? Well, if I gave that away, come on. Do you currently have a stuffed animal or an action figure? If yes, mention one item and why you like it. No. Think of all the important and famous landmarks of the world. Which would you want to fuck someone on? Probably the rim of the Grand Canyon. All right, well, that was Dante Creates 50 Random Questions. Sorry that is, you know, 15 minutes of your life you'll never get back. But thank you for sharing them, Dante, and I hope somebody maybe got a kick out of it.